Good evening. Praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And thanks to Bishop and First Lady for this opportunity to come and share. And I wanted to say, the word says, therefore be ye ready, because Bishop may call you a day before. So I know exactly what Jeffrey was talking about. But we're going to get started, and I'm not going to be before you long, and Sister Cora told us to stop saying that. But HG, if he say different, that's what we'll do. But we're going to go to the Word of God, and I'm going to have a lot of scriptures, and if you like, you can just jot them down and go back and look at them later. My Bible is 22 years old. And it's sort of need restoring, because I can't read Genesis, but I know the scripture that I'm going to read, Genesis 1:3. It's one of my favorites, and it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Then we're going to go to Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? I have received the command to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot change it. Romans 4:21, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he has promised. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and he's able to perform everything that he has promised. And that word unswervingly means let us hold to be strong and to be steadfast. That's what that means. When the Lord told me, we're going to talk about the promises of God. And when I wanted to talk about something else, and he said, no, I want you to talk about the promises of God. And I said, well, everybody that will be there has heard of the promises. And he said, well, I want you to talk about it, because the ones that heard it, know it, and believe it will be refreshed. And he said, the ones that don't know it will be enlightened, and they will hear from God. So I'm going to tell you what a promise is. A promise is a declaration or assurance that one would do a particular thing. And I'm going to put it in my own definition, which would be a biblical to me. A declaration is a statement. This promise that God has made to us is a statement, and it's guaranteed. Assurance being a guarantee. It is guaranteed that God would do what he said he would do. That's what a promise is. He is faithful to that he has promised. We can count on God that he will never go back on his word. He will abide with all who trust in him and bless all those who truly bless his name. He is always with us. That's a promise, church. There is nothing like knowing somebody who will keep a promise. Has somebody ever promised you something and they didn't go through? It's not a good feeling. But the one thing that as I begin to look up on this word and I begin to meditate and read this word, I begin to see that I know that I can trust him. I know that I can believe in his word, and whatever he told me, all I got to do is walk in it. 2 Peter 1:4 says, through these he has given us. Now this scripture here comes right before one of our favorites, where it says, through his divine power. All of y'all know that one, right? And I was looking at that, it got my attention months ago, and I said, I want to share that. 2 Peter 1:4, it says, through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them, you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Now, what is God saying to us? He said, because if we as believers will receive his promises, that we don't have to participate in nothing but the greatness of him, the goodness of him, all those benefits that he have given us. We don't have to worry about the corruption of the world. We are in the world, but we don't have to be a part of it. And I like that. Oh, when I started to study this about promises, it was so many things. I mean, every time when I look in the Old Testament, I look in the New, that word promise, a declaration from God. It's a statement. It's a guarantee that what he said, he's going to do it. I don't have to beg him to do it. You know, sometimes I remember a few weeks ago and I said, please, Lord. And the Lord said, you don't have to beg me. He said, you don't have to beg me. And you know, Charles Kapp, and I'm not teaching on healing, but it's amazing how God's words just come together. When I'm talking about promises, but faith is in there, healing is in there, all of it's in there together. And the book of God's Creative Power for Healing, Charles Kapp said, take God's word, mix it with faith, and speak it out of your mouth. That's what he said. And I found out that it works. And you know what E.W. Kenyon said? Cast down all reasoning. You got to cast it down. You cannot receive these promises that God have given us all the way from Genesis to Revelation. You can't receive them if you start letting your mind play tricks on you. You got to walk out of the natural into the supernatural. That's what you got to do. Receiving the promises of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.